USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Some Democrats are talking about the impeachment of President Trump, all based on findings of the Mueller report. But President Trump says he's not worried about that possibility or concerned anyone in his administration has disobeyed him.
Nobody disobeys my orders. Not even a little bit.
The president, speaking to reporters at the White House during the Easter egg roll, members of the House Democratic Caucus will hold a conference call as they mull over possibilities of impeachment proceedings. Democrat Elijah Cummings says the Trump Organization is using a baseless lawsuit to block his request for financial documents. Cummings released a statement saying there is no valid legal basis to interfere with his duly authorized subpoena from Congress. Cummings claims the White House has refused to produce a single document or witness to the House Oversight Committee this year. And President Trump says in a tweet that Herman Cain has asked not to be nominated for a seat on the Fed Reserve Board. This is USA Radio News.
The tradition, the suspense, the race. Here's your chance to experience the Kentucky Derby firsthand. Rocket Mortgage is giving away 20 VIP trips to Churchill Downs to witness the Kentucky Derby. And one lucky winner will receive $250,000 toward a new home or pay off their mortgage. Enter today at homestretchsweepstakes.com.
No purchase necessary. 21 years or older. Ends on April 7, 2019. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Pros know doing it right means knowing where to find everything you need for the job in one stop. So you're spending more time on the job than away from it. Lowe's does it right by having what you need in stock and in the right quantities for any size job. Like 250-foot and 1,000-foot rolls of Southwire Romex Simple 12-2 and 14-2 wire. Plus, get the electrical boxes, switches, dimmers, and conduit you need to complete the job. Load up today and every day. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's.
The U.S. is ending exemptions for countries that import Iranian oil. Here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo making the announcement on Monday morning, saying the end of the waivers will mean countries that previously had permission to import Iranian oil will face sanctions if they continue to do so.
We will continue to enforce sanctions and monitor compliance. Any nation or entity interacting with Iran should do its diligence and err on the side of caution. The risks are simply not going to be worth the benefits.
The eight countries granted exemptions in the past were China, India, Japan, South Korea, Taiwan, Turkey, Italy, and Greece.
We now know at least five people are dead following a plane crash in South Central Texas. The Kerr County Sheriff says the aircraft went down in a ravine just outside of Kerrville. Reports are that at least six people were on board, and first responders are attempting to confirm whether there's another fatality. The NTSB says the plane was trying to land when it hit the ground. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
A new study has researchers hopeful that the keto diet could prove useful in the military, where obesity is an ongoing challenge in both terms of recruiting soldiers and keeping them fit for service. Now, regarding the keto diet, though, Dr. Ian Smith is author of a new book titled Clean and Lean. I had a chance to sit down and chat with Dr. Smith, and he's not a big fan of the keto diet.
Listen, the keto diet is effective at losing weight for the short term. There's no doubt about it. But for the long term, it's not effective because people can't eat that way for long periods of time. Keto requires you to put your body in a certain very rigid, tight biochemical state. You alter your body's biochemistry and put yourself into a state of ketosis. Now, studies have shown and experts are saying for a long time that this is not a very healthy diet. There's too much fat in this particular diet. It raises cholesterol levels. It puts you at risk for all things like plaque in your arteries, something called atherosclerosis. So nutritionists around the world are saying keto is not the way to go. It's just become very popular. It is effective for the short term. But once you stop doing the keto diet, you end up gaining that weight back and then some.
Now, more on that study. Ohio State University did a study where the people who did the keto diet compared to other people were able to lose weight and keep that weight off. So time will tell. Please remember, you can always follow us on Facebook at USA Radio or check us out as well online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.